Yes.
The Gemara says, Ella Batlosa, we're talking about with three, that one lady should only be together with three goyim. The same type of thing by Yisrael, but Prutzim, Mishori, if you have Jews, they're also poets, they're not Tznua, they're not modest men, they're also men that may have Znus. It's also Osa, not only because it's a Goy, even with a Jew that way. The Prutzim, Mishori, V'yotanan, Avali, Shachas, Misiachedis, Nishnei Anoshim, true, one lady is allowed to be Yichud with two men. But the Yom Yavud Amar Shmuel Lashon, when was this learned? Ella b'ksherim, if the two men are ksherim, Abu b'prutzim, let's say the two men are prutzim, that means they're not modest people, they also are shaykhaz as nus, afilu asar and amiloi, even 10 men it should be yosu with. So in Maisa, what's happened? Maisa, what's happened in the case? V'etziyu asar b'mita, that 10 men took out a lady in the mita, and they lived with her. You see, the prutzim, if you have 10 men even, they'll have znus with an isha. So what's the chiluk? Why dafka the Mishnah say with a goy, with the same status with a goy, with a Jew also of the parts? So what's the chiddush of the isha yichud to a goy over a Jew? So Marcel Tzricha Vishtima, the difference is, if the man has his wife there also, because even though a goy, even though the goy has his wife with him, still it's also for a Jewish lady to have yichud with him. That's the difference. Bishtoi imoi. Nochri, if it's a goy, a nishta misham rosai. His wife does not stop him. He'll still have znus with another lady, even though his wife is there. Ava Yisrael, but if the person's a Jew, ishtoi misham rosai. Then the lochri is one lady is allowed to be together with another man, if that man has his wife there, because he said his svari, his wife, will protect him, stop him. So that's the chiluk between a Jew and a goy. Now the Gemara asks the question, so what are you telling me now, one isha cannot be miyachad with a goy, even if the goy has his wife there, for typically mishum shvichas domim, but why are we afraid anyway? Maybe they'll come to kill her. Or maybe Yirmiyah says, b'isha chashuvah, can we talk about here, an isha chashuvah, a chashuvah lady, that they're afraid to kill her, so they won't come to kill her, so therefore, al shvichas domim, we're not afraid. But I call upon him mishum znus that we're afraid about. Rashi says isha chashuv ben hanoshim isha yofel kroiv lemalchus. The mestuim benei lekata they will not kill her. But mishum arroyis that they'll have znus with her. Therefore, an isa yichud applies, even though we're not afraid of shvichas dam. So that's what the chiddush here. The isa yichud applies in such a case where she is isha chashuv askinim. Ravidi yama isha klei zayin olei. No, an isha has a klei zayna. That means that they're afraid they won't come to kill her. In other words, like she has a protection, meaning that if they come to kill her, she'll have znus, but she'll let them live with her. And if they live with her, they won't kill her. So we're not afraid that the goyim will kill an isha. So only a problem, they'll have znus with her. That's called klei zayna. She has a protection on herself that instead of them killing her, she'll let them have znus. So the Gemara says, what's the difference? My benayik benayu, isha chashuva bein anoshim. Difference is an isha chashuva between men. So Gemara says the Gemara difference is isha chashuva bein anoshim, v'shena chashuva bein anoshim. You have a lady that they respect; she's carved to the malchus, but she doesn't look so nice. She doesn't look nice. So therefore, al shvichas dama, we're not afraid; they won't come to kill her. And now znusin, she doesn't look nice; they won't have znus with her. Therefore, such an isha would be muta. Like if the reason before why he said it's also yichud because it's nus, it's only if she look nice, but she doesn't look nice, then the maisa should be muta. But according to Haman, the Yom HaMashmur at all times were always afraid of nus, so therefore there'll be nisa yichud. Tanik avos ravidi baravin ishafo pi shah sholom imo was yachir imo mevneshe chashudim ala rois, means even though they're afraid to kill her, she has sholom with them. Rashi says, "Abisha Hashalom Imo, Tavad Lo Yagenu Do Kli Zayin Oler, Let Isyach Imo." Rabbi Baravin, that she always has to be afraid there would be znus. So, therefore, whether she looks nice, whether she doesn't look nice, doesn't make a difference. Let Isyach Imo, maybe they'll have znus with her. So, kids, it is the difference. According to the first man, the Yama, what saves her life is because she's chasher between the men. But al znus, that depends if she's pretty. If not, not. Therefore, she's not pretty. And she has Shalom B'malchus, they're afraid, then she's Muta. Because the second man, the Yom HaKli Zayin Olah, Mashmo, that we're never afraid they'll kill her, but no matter who she is, they're afraid they'll have Znus. Therefore, at all times, this Yichud would apply in this Yichud.
Now, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says,
There's nisi yichud that a man should not be alone with a goy. Tana rabbonin, Yisrael shenizdam le nokri baderech. If a Jew meets a goy on the road, so toifel yaminoi. Always make sure you have the goy on your right side. It's a case like he pulls out a sword or something, you'll be able to protect yourself. Rabbi Shmuel benoish Rabbi Yochanan Bruko Aimer, depends. Besayif, if he's holding a sword, toifel yaminoi. Make sure he's on your right side, he won't be able to pull out his sword to kill you, you'll be able to stop him, you'll see him move first. But Maka, let's say the guy is just holding a stick, then toifel yaminoi. Then make sure he goes on his left side. And your left, Rashi says, in Biyad Nochri Makil, why shete yad yamin anochri, shemakabo smuchel Yisrael, because the guy left the stick on his right side, so let him be on your left side, that his stick will be near you, you'll be able to protect yourself from him. Let's say you're going up a hill, or yordim, you read what you're going down a hill, so lo ye Yisrael lamata v'nochri lamala, make sure the Jew should not be on bottom, and they're going on top. Hela rather Yisrael lamala, the Jew should be on top, v'nochri lamata, and the guy should be on bottom. V'yal yisiyach lefonov, and do not bend down in front of him. Be careful from the guy. Shem yoritas gugulosai, may become and correct your head. Shol, if the guy are asking you, lechen holach, where are you going? Again, Shalu Lehechen, let's say a guy on the road is asking you, the Jew, where are you going? So Yachad Lehaderech, you should always tell him you're going further than the place you really have to go to. You should always tell him you're going to a further distance. And how do we know this from? Kedero Shosu Yaakov Avinu Yisav Harosha, to where Yaakov told his brother Yisav Harosha, the Siva said, Ada Shirovo Eladoni Sira. Oksiv, it says, Mashmah, Yaakov told him he's going to Siro. Oksiv, it says, Yaakov nosa sukosa, that Yaakov only went to sukosa. Has told the guy you're going farther, that he won't bother you on the road. Maithi once happened with Talmidim Rabbi Kiva, the Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim. Shev hochim lechaziv, they're going to Gaziv, this city. Pogu ben listim, so the robbers met him. Omrulem, they asked him, lo not the mochim, where are you going to? Omrulem, so they said, Lakel, we're going to a further city to Akel. What happened was, when it came to the place of Gaziv, Pirshu, they separated from them. So the rabbis asked them, whose Talmidim are you? Amalehem, they said, Talmidim Rabbi Kiva. So the rabbis said back to them, Asher Rabbi Kiva the Talmidim, worthy is Rabbi Kiva and his Talmidim. Shloi Pogu ben Modim Rami Ilam, that nobody ever hurt them, no bad person ever harmed them. In other words, this is a davar chokhmah to do, to tell them you're going further, so they won't bother you on the way. The Rashi says, Ula yamtam anorchi milakoisi aparso. As the guy says, listen, you have a long way to go, I'll first hit you later on in the road. And by the time you're halfway there, you just say you're finished, so he won't come to harm you. So that's the Yetzer. Now the Gemara says, Rav Menashe hevi ovzo levei tursoi. Rav Nash was also once going to the city, Vetusoi, Ispoku Bay Ganvei,